ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
What's up, fellas?
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood, soon to be carrying me around a cruise because I'll be too drunk, booty.
Wow. I'm like a Clicks Tea Shop commercial here. I got the trucker hat going. I got my New Ace Frehley shirt going.
Oh, that's nice. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
So there's no Super Bowl this week, so there's no excuse for anybody not to be watching our show. Next week, we'll be battling with the Super Bowl. I don't know. What time does that start? 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
We could be the pre-show.
Dude, hold on a second, man. There's someone at my door, I think. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Somebody at his door?
The police.
That's interesting. I wonder if it's Ace Frehley. All right, so thank you guys.
We forgot to hit the mute button.
Did Jody just crash? Okay, hold on. I'll just put him back when he gets back. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, listen, next week I wanted to make sure everybody knows that Sonny's big challenge, where he challenges one of you guys, a listener or a viewer, to be on the to a trivia thing, and somebody already answered the call, and I think it's going to be very interesting when we see Jared Frank go up against Sonny Hollywood Pony. I have to remind him that I have to tell Jared that he's in. I haven't told him yet, but he knows now because he's watching. I thank you guys all for tuning in on Sunday. It's great to see you. There is a little bit of news to talk about, so let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
The new video came out for Ooh Child. Or, wait, how does it go? Is it Ooh Child?
Yeah.
Okay, things are gonna get better. I'm an awesome singer. So it's a video, and yeah, it's a performance video where they're just standing on a stage and doing their. It's like when Paul and Ace did that video. You remember? I just was like, it should have been them walking down the street, minding their own business. You know what I mean? That would have been, yeah. That kind of a
watch
video.
It out for street hustlers.
Yeah, straight. They look you up and they look you down. They always got something to say. Like whoopee this and whoopee that.
Whoopee that.
Why you gotta
I was watching for Paul to see if the Star Child moves are gonna come out because he can't help it. Right. No. So every once in a while he did the right.
Yeah. And he did a little kick and a little slide move.
That's right. That's right.
He did this one.
He didn't do that.
No, he didn't do that one.
No.
He was almost partially uncomfortable because he had no guitar on him.
Yeah, right?
So he's just kind of singing onto that, you know, old school mic or whatever. A couple of times he took it off the stand, but his legs were moving a little bit, and he had a little bit of the Star Child in him. There's no doubt. And then the second verse is sang by one of the backup singer guys, really good, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's just the song is meh.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Now, listen, guys, while you're listening and you hear us talking, go ahead and comment. Let us know what you think. If you saw the Paul Stanley video, give me an A plus to an F. That's how we'll grade it. A plus to an F. And I gave it a C. It's just a performance video. The band is good. It's cool to see Eric back there doing something other than, you know, it does show what a broad range of drummer he is, you know? I think he could sit in with anybody.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. Oh, we lost Sunny.
Yeah, but it's Sunny. And dude, I gotta go check this fucking door again. I don't know what's going on. I'll be back.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost. Okay, so anyway, so besides that, you guys let me know. Okay, so let's see. So far, we got a B+ from Steve Gill. I'm sorry if you're on Facebook, I can't see your name. There's a C, a B plus, and a C so far. That seems to be the average anyway of what people are saying. It's like, it was cool to see Paul do something, but we'd rather see him do it in makeup. And there's nobody at your door.
No, it was Sunny. The fucking cat, dude. The cat is being a douche.
The cat, is he ringing the doorbell?
No, he fucking knocks. He like knows how to knock, so I let him in.
That is crazy. Like,
the first time I went out there and I didn't see him, then I came back over here and then I heard it again. And this time he was there. Fucking douche.
Jared Frank says he has not checked out the video yet. It's worth watching once. You know, it's cool to see Paul in a different kind of a thing, just like when he did Phantom of the Opera. If you ever got to see a little bit of that, Paul was the star child even when he was doing that. What's up, Gary Cap? How are you doing?
Gary Cap.
He posted the thing today about the anniversary of the Kiss playing at the Super Bowl. And, of course, being sweet and nice as he is, he apologized that Denver had to beat my Falcons. Anyway, we've got some interesting stuff to talk about. If you guys have this book, or maybe you do, maybe you don't, if you'll look, like Gene is, that's my book marker. Because it's not about the book. It's not about the majority of the book. It's what this one little thing in the book has.
Three pages
of the book that we'll get to that. Let's talk about let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week.
So the book is called Kiss. That's literally what it's called. And
while you're checking that out, Jared, I know you're listening. Better eat your Wheaties next Sunday. Make sure you get a good breakfast. You're going to go down.
Oh, damn.
I thought it was today. I thought it was due to today.
No. That's the first week of the month. That'll be next week. Okay. So this is the little blurb is number one on the charts and in our hearts of millions. Their whole shameless story, their outrageous shock success, Kiss. It's written by Robert Duncan, and it says with a wealth of eye-popping photos because you have to see Kiss to believe them.
The coolest is on the back though. It says punk power.
Punk power.
Yeah.
How old is this book, or are we going to have a Moops thing there too? Like, how old is this book?
Actually,
I think it's 78.
I looked it up. I don't see a copyright date in here anywhere. But check this out. This is the cool part. It says that unable to find your library popular books. If you're unable to locate a book published by popular library, or if you wish to see a list of available popular library titles, write for our free catalog. Please make sure to drop a quarter in so they can send you the letter back. It's only free. Oh, wait, here it is. 78. Go ahead.
Yeah, 78. I totally got that book from like the school like bookmobile thing when I was a kid, man.
Did you really?
Yeah. But it wasn't in 78, though. It was like more like 80, but they were still selling it.
That's awesome.
I got it. And I loved it, and it's part of the reason I'm such a weirdo today.
The pictures are all in black and white, as you can see, but they're kind of cool. I you know, one of the things that I noticed when looking at it, so this is really interesting, and I don't know if Jody, if you ever noticed this, but they go through this thing at the very end chronologically. It's called chronology. Okay. Yeah. You see, chronology. And now let me ask you this question. Is that word, does it normally start with a K?
In Kiss World, it does. Saying.
In this book, it does.
Even like, back in 78.
Uh-huh. Okay, so check this out. It says 1945, Peter Chris is born. 1949, Gene is born. 1950, Paul Ace Fraley is born. 1950, January the 20th, Stan is born. Then it goes year by year, everything, all the big things that happen to them, right?
Yeah.
Until the end. Did you ever notice that, Jody? There's something at the very end. This is what it says. I'm going to read the last one to you. 1978, February through March, Kiss begins pre-production work on TV film projects in Los Angeles. April, Gene linked to Cher with Cher in People magazine cover story. May, solo LPs in the, it says offing. I don't know what that, I don't know what that means in that, you know, it's like a question. 2001. Kiss releases 36th album, 16th video disc. They went all the way to 2001 and said they're going to release. All right, when did Kiss release an album in 2001?
No.
What, 2000 they did?
No.
What they year
went from Cyclo Circus to Sonic Boom? Wasn't Sonic Boom
2009? I think 10 that, something like that.
Wow, really? God, it doesn't
11 feel like maybe?
It. Maybe.
Okay, so 2001 they didn't release a new record.
98 was Cyclo Circus, right?
Yeah. Right. God, why do I feel like Sonic Boom was that long ago? I probably haven't listened to it that much.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it 2003?
I want to say it was 9, but I don't know.
I have 3 copies of it. You'd think that I would put it on every once in a while.
Boom was 2009, Gary says.
Cool.
Okay. And he would know.
Yeah, would. Jared, do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, memorize all the wrong answers. That's a good idea. Yeah.
So, all right. So we're going to get into this book now because inside are some, I mean, they're just predictions of some stuff that's going to happen. And it's about 2 pages long. I'll go ahead and read it to you. Okay. The name of the chapter, chapter 15, we are, so it's called Tomorrow Never Knows. Here is the first thing. It's Paul Stanley from October 1976. We are younger than any band that's in our class. Man, the ego on this dude was amazing. We are younger than any band that's in our class. Everything people are seeing in a band in its infancy. We have not yet peaked by any means. All right, so then, yeah.
I don't know,
so,
man.
Huh?
I don't know about that. 78?
Yeah.
They might have already
said that. Well, this was 76.
Yeah. It was over by 78.
Yeah.
The peak was over. Yeah.
Okay, it says, by the time you're reading this, Alive 2 may be available in the stores, and the band may be off conquering Outer Mongolia. Another thing they are talking about, or at least Paul is the possibility of solo albums in the spring of 78. I wouldn't be surprised. After that, I imagine they would be the first rock and roll band to sweep the North and South Poles and get a response from the polar bears. At this point, I can see that overweening Kiss ambition, taking the band everywhere, be it on tour or okay, whatever. Anyway, there's all these, okay. There's these predictions. So now the reason why we're doing this is Jody did this on his other show, Strange Ways. If you've never heard Strange Ways, it's still on iTunes. Go check it out. It's crazy and funny. And I used to, before I ever knew Jody, I would go grocery shopping at 12 o'clock at night, and I would walk around with my headphones on, and I would listen to Jody, and I always tell the same story because he always talked about beating some dude's ass for calling him names and making fun of Kiss.
Some dude called me a faggot because I like Kiss, so I had to beat him up. What are you gonna do? I had to, man.
Heck yeah, defend the band. What year was that? 85?
Probably like 86, 87, something there.
Okay. Wow. I never had to worry about that. I was always the biggest guy in class. I was the youngest kid in class, but I was always big, so I never had to worry about somebody saying stupid shit.
They like to pick on me. I got it from a young age, dude. Like, when I was a kid, they'd be like, "You have a girl's name." And I'd be like, "You got a fucking bloody nose." I had to learn early, man.
Yeah.
Let's see how many of these are correct. Are you ready? Sonny, you've never heard any of these, correct?
Never heard any of them.
Here we go. First prediction. Gene will appear as a character actor in films.
Dead on.
Define character actor. Bad guy? Character actor mean bad guy, I guess?
Well, he just plays different characters.
Oh, okay. Well, what else would he be in film?
No, but I guess your actor is the type of person that can play anybody. Oh. So Gene does play bad guys, though. That's a good point. All right. So, okay, let's be honest. That's not a real long shot, right? No.
Nah.
I mean, anybody could have said. Now, when I was a kid, I never would have imagined them in movies. However, that's still kind of, you know, that's a big deal. Let's see. Number two.
Now, who's making these predictions? The person who wrote the book?
The guy that wrote the book. His name is Robert Duncan.
Robert Duncan. The cool thing is, like, at this time, no one really knew what Kiss looked like, and you didn't really know what was going to happen. You know what I mean? They'd only been around for a few years, you know? I think he actually was writing this in 76, right? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, who knows what was going to happen? And
any time with the band or people around the band, he would have had an inkling that Gene wanted to be an actor at some point. You know what I mean? That I'm sure was talked about several times.
Yeah, but according to Paul, Gene didn't want to be an actor. Paul did. And then when he started taking acting classes, and then he decided that he didn't really have anything in common with actors, he stopped. I'm talking about this like I know, like I was there. I know that sounds really weird. According to Paul's book, Gene did not want to take up acting. Paul did. He took acting classes. When he stopped, Gene took it acting. Okay, here we go. Second prediction. Paul will marry within 18 months. No. Let me tell you something. I'm putting my Gene Simmons Don Russ card right in here to hold my place, because this is one we could talk about for a second. Now, Sonny Pooney just brought up a good point. If you spent time with the band, you knew that Gene might become an actor. If you spent time with the band, you know there ain't no fucking way in hell Paul Stanley's getting married. There's too much tang being thrown at him.
But if that was the case, nobody would ever get married that was a rock star. I think the person was looking at it possibly going, Paul's a sensitive guy. He needs to have part of his life completely stitched up and a person he can count on 100% of the time. And maybe the way to do that is to lock down to one person. Because if it's all about pussy, rock stars would never get married.
Yeah, and I think I speak for Jody when I say, I don't know why they do. I'm just going to go ahead and
say, I don't know either, to be honest.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, it's like, this doesn't make any sense at all. Gene had it right.
Yeah, get yourself a really good assistant.
Gene, and that person you can count on. Now look,
there you go.
Now listen, this is important for any special people that are out there listening. We're not saying that getting married's bad. What we're saying is, if you're a rock star, and why?
Karen, Joe ain't no rock star.
I got news. I'm a bigger rock star than you know. All right.
What that guy should have predicted was that Paul was going to lose out to Donna Dixon by some schlub. That's what she should have
predicted. Yeah. I'm not sure they were together at that point. Were they? That was the 80. But still, you're right. But that's still, a good prediction. Yeah. All right, here's – I'm not going to do the X's and check marks anymore. Here we go. Peter and Lydia will have a son within 18 months. Sorry, I got to – it's like – it just – that is a big no because I'm going to tell you why. Because Peter was with a woman when he became a rock star and bonked. Okay, so I'm just saying – he was in the rock. Oh, look.
Are you saying he upgraded? That's what I think you're trying to say.
No, I'm not. Well,
he went to the Copper Tone model. That's an upgrade.
He did go to the Playboy. He didn't. Well, let's see. So he did not drop Lydia and then go on and find and just sow his kitty cat oats. He just went from one chick to the next, right?
I guess. Who knows?
We don't know. We don't know what was happening in the aluminum foil or whatever in his room. We don't have a clue what was going on.
I'll tell you what, if you're married and you become a rock star and you're going to leave your wife, which is I'm against that kind of thing. She was with you in the dirt. Now she's here with you in the glory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. But Lydia was hot back then, dude.
There you go. So here's the thing I want to say. All right. If you leave your wife, to play the field, man. Go out and enjoy being a rock star. I'm Peter Criss.
Yeah, I got 15 inches to spare.
That's right. And I sing the Kit Kat song. Damn.
Okay, wait. Let me play the other side here.
Oh, man.
So I'm gonna leave her, and I'm going to go out and play the field. But aren't you playing the field to try to go get the best that you think you can get? And if the first person you land is a Playboy model, why would you? You don't think you can do better than that. So you just stop.
I have her Playboy here somewhere.
Yeah.
Who, Deborah Jensen?
Show it to the viewers, Joe.
Huh?
Show it on the screen for the viewers.
No. She's on the cover of one of them. Anyway, so it's nice and clean. I don't know. What?
So that's what one thing you have in common with Peter Criss.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's out there going, huh? What? No.
Joe, man, when he was in his youth, lived with like Playboys, bunnies, and penthouse pets and shit.
Penthouse pets.
Now he's got Karen. I don't know what's going on with this dude.
It's a true story. I have a 4-inch cock. So there you go.
Yeah, but if you use it 3 times, that equals 12.
That's right. Oh, man. All right. I'm sorry, guys. Don't hang up on us. We're going dirty. All right, here we go. So Peter, on that one. Next prediction. Gene will write a book that deals heavily with his childhood. I'm not going to hit the button anymore.
Ba-ding! Oh, come on. That's an easy one.
Right. It is an easy one. It is an easy one. All right. Peter will write one first.
No.
Oh, Peter's came out afterwards. That's right.
Yes.
Gene was first out of all of them, wasn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too boring, though, man.
This next one is so good. Okay. So, all right. So far, what do you guys think? We're getting all kinds of messages. Hey, you guys, how you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for joining in and saying hello. If you guys are out there listening on while you're driving on iTunes or Google or anything, all right, listen. We do this show live on YouTube and on Facebook, our group page, and then we drop it a bunch of places in Facebook. If you can't join us, that's cool. But try to make next week, Super Bowl week, 5 o'clock. Be right here, man. We're going to hang out. We talk. You guys get to talk. We get to see. What did Grayson say here?
Maybe. Yeah, so like, okay, maybe work up to the penthouse model. So if you have access to a ribeye steak, why would you start at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, In-N-Out? You just go for the steak.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to lie right now, and this is a true story. True story. Here you go. You ready? There have been times when I've had a McDonald's hamburger, what I thought was going to be a McDonald's hamburger, and it turned out to be a ribeye.
I'll tell you, Grayson, while you're eating your Burger King, somebody else going to eat that steak. I'll tell you that right now.
Joe Hoffman says his prediction was that Paul would come out of the closet. Paul ain't gay. Damn, what's wrong with everybody? How do we not know that? I'm just kidding, Joel. We're all good. All right, so here we go. Gene will also script and produce a film with explicit sex scenes. Now, that one didn't happen, but I could see that one.
It sort of did. He was in it, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the thing was disturbing as hell.
Yes, it was. It was. Let's see. Peter and Lydia will purchase a home near the coast in Massachusetts, where Peter will resume painting seriously. Was Peter Chris a painter? Like, I mean, when they say painting seriously, does he mean houses?
Right.
Like, you would have to be somewhat close to Peter to even sniff something like that, right? Like, that is so outlandish if you don't know the person at all. Like, he must have had some connection.
Yeah, I think this dude like hung around with him for like a few weeks, right, Joe?
I think so, I read it, but
yeah, it's kind of like an Almost Famous thing, but with Kiss, I think.
Let's see. Ace and Jeanette will see. Now that's a name that we hardly ever say on this show.
Yeah,
isn't that true? We hardly ever talk about Ace's first wife. Has he ever been married again?
Depends on who you talk to.
Okay, so Jeanette was his first wife, and she. Now I know she watches. So if anybody out there, tell her to get on with us. That would be a great story.
Or Monique. I'd love to have Monique on.
I would love to. Not only is she been around Ace her whole life, she is adorable, and we've been seeing her since she was born. Let's see. Yeah. Ace and Jeanette will purchase a second home in Los Angeles, where he will become involved with session work on his guitar.
You got to show up to the session work that you're already involved in.
Right. Can you imagine Ace being on someone else's, like doing session work? He only knows, like, maybe four licks. I mean, he uses them to maximum advantage, but he only really has four or five licks. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Joel Hoffman. Ace will open a seafood restaurant. Name it Fish Sandwich, Fish Sandwich. All right. Yeah, give us your predictions out there, guys. That's really important. I should have said that at the beginning, but I'm stupid. Here we go. Paul's solo album will feature much of his own lead guitar work, and one of the songs will become a number one hit single.
Did he do any? Oh, yeah, he did a couple of leads on that album. He didn't even do all the leads. Bob did them mostly.
Most of them, yeah. Paul did one for Hold Me, Touch Me. Sounds like Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, in all honesty, if they got radio airplay, there's a couple songs on that record that could have been hits.
Yeah.
If they weren't attached to Kiss.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they got airplay.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of like the Million to One thing. Like, it could have been a hit, but just didn't get the shot. I think that, you know, Would You Like to Know Me or Tonight You Belong to Me, it could have been a hit if someone would have given it a chance, you know.
But look, Ace did have a hit, right? With New York Groove.
Yeah.
So obviously you can be in Kiss and have a hit. It wasn't number one, but it was very big, right? That's what she said.
Ace can also cover tuna fish, so
no, that's true. All right, next. Peter will have a one man it's like he wasn't even there. Peter will have a one man exhibition of his paintings at a New York gallery. That means this guy sat down with Peter Chris and said, "What do you like to do when you're talking?" "Oh, I like to paint. Oh, I like to paint. I paint things." "Like, what do you paint?" "Oh, I paint houses." It's an exhibition, but all the houses out there and nice paintings. So I want to see.
You think he just got them confused with Paul, maybe?
I want to see. Maybe. Good point. Is that possible?
Sure.
It's possible.
Peter could have been the painter for the opening of Kiss End of the Road Tour.
Man, these dudes that watch and listen, they're fucking hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Keep up the good work. All right, so he must have got Paul confused.
Could have been.
I never heard of...
Maybe we just don't know, but Peter's like some great artist. But he's just too angry to get anything out there. He ends up shooting it along with a Christmas tree.
But look, and I'm sorry for you guys that are just listening, but I mean, Peter's whole first painting could be, he could have his paintbrush. He could be like,
yeah,
painting his middle finger, you know, that's my big thing. All right, let's see. Gene's solo album will sell only moderately well, but he will discover and produce a group that will become superstars. Half of that is correct. And yeah. And Van Halen was already out, right?
Yeah.
Not 76.
No, not 76.
First album came out in 78.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe, is it possible that he was telling this guy about this band that he found when this thing was written?
Or he knew they were already connected and he had heard some stuff. Because yeah. I tell you, he ain't talking about goddamn Love. Black and Blue or or House of Lords or what was the Japanese band? EZO?
EZO. House of Lords, man. They were terrible.
I like House of Lords. I like
some. Did you?
Yeah. I don't like any of EZO. House of Lords actually has a Desert Island album for me. I love Sahara.
Really?
What was that? What was that big song that they had? That they it was
Can't
a pretty
find my way home.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, it's not theirs, but yeah.
I always get them confused with that Kingdom Come band. They weren't on Simmons Records, were they?
I don't think so. They are horrible. I don't think Kingdom Come. I thought Kingdom Come was on Geffen.
They might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, because they were. It was a big deal about how Geffen found the new Led Zeppelin.
Oh, boy.
I should. I don't have the ready. So, okay. So let's look at Robert. Robert. What does it say? Rob's Rogue says House of Lords is great. Steve Gill says he likes them too. Fire.
No. He said he likes EZO. We found the only EZO fan on the planet. They're listening to our show.
That's how far away from the computer I am. I thought it said two. Vinny will start. Oh, I'm not going to read that one. Vinny will start. No.
Is there any predictions in there?
Vinny will start with. Okay. This is a fictional prediction. Prediction. Vinny will star with Pamela Anderson in the remake of Cagney and Lacey. I just have to think on that for a minute. And it's so important to know that I love some Pamela Anderson. Still do. It doesn't matter. She's, man. Okay.
She's all right. She's not all that. Yeah. I don't like blondes.
Oh, man. That's not me at all. All right. Let's see. Ace will purchase a private jet. Maybe. I don't know if he did. That's a good one. That's too easy. Paul will continue to live in New York City.
Yeah, he didn't even get that one right.
He left. As for the rest of rock and roll, there will be lots more bands that wear makeup, and all of them will fail miserably.
That's sort of right on.
But I could think of two that did pretty well.
Who?
Boy George and... No,
Poison.
Motley Crue and Twisted Sister.
Yeah,
you can't really say Motley had makeup on. Twisted Sister is closer to makeup.
Yeah, but Motley still wore. They did wear some makeup.
A little bit of war paint. Yeah. They didn't wear it that long.
King Diamond wasn't a failure, and he's like almost didn't like Gene sue him at one point.
Yeah,
King Diamond wasn't a failure.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
not saying he's like a world superstar, but I mean, he's got a lot of fans and put out a lot of records, right? I mean, that Merciful Fate shit was killer. But
not my kind of tea there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big King Diamond fan, but I did like Merciful Fate. Oh, I want to talk about this Steve Vai guitar, Sonny. What the fuck, dude? I didn't even know you had that.
Oh yeah, I have the Going Crazy one and the Gem, the 777 Green Mini. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Mine's, I don't have a 777, and mine is a green. I have a white Gem.
Gem. Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not to be mean, my daughter has that.
Oh <does. laughs> no, that's cool. That's awesome.
Because when she started, I wanted her to learn how to play guitar, and I was worried that she wouldn't stick to it because, you know, your fingers start bleeding or whatever. So I go to a guitar center. I said, look, she's like 11. I'll take this guitar. Can you just like drop the action so low that basically she just has to look at the string and it does what it needs to do. So that way she'll stick to it. And it worked because now she plays acoustic guitar. She loves it.
What's up?
Sonny got an 11-year-old girl a
Gem Junior.
I didn't get one until I was almost 50.
Let me ask you this then, Sonny. Okay, so suppose there's some fire. You got time to run in and grab one of your fucking guitars.
Yeah.
What you gonna get?
The Jack Daniel's bass. All the others, at least there is a few that you could buy and replace, but you can't replace the bass.
So is that one actually from Michael Anthony or whatever?
I had the same guy build it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you know Lee from the Goddess of Thunder, she has one too. I want to say she was in a Van Halen cover band called Sheeruption.
Sheeruption. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so let's get back to Kiss. So here we go. Let's talk about the Joel Hoffman says break. Okay, it does. I'm not telling everybody this one because breaking the band Kisses on Reels right now. Jared Frank says I literally brought Shout at the Devil without ever hearing Crew because they looked like Kiss to me on the back cover.
Totally.
Yeah. So let's talk about some predictions now. Obviously, we're getting now. I mean, that was at the peak of their career. Now we're at the we're getting close to the end. What do you guys see Gene Simmons doing after Kiss?
I think he'll just do more of the same as he's always done. Just like promote a bunch of shit that no one cares about, and you know, various business ventures. Might start selling more pot. Cereal, whatever.
Gene likes to make a quick buck.
Yeah. Okay.
So like LA Kiss football team was what, 3 years?
I think okay. So.
The coffee house, he made it. That wasn't his, but I guess that was quick. In and out, over. The vault, he made his quick buck. It wasn't anything. The only thing that he has that goes on forever is Kiss, and he needs it to. Otherwise, he's got nothing, correct? If Kiss goes away.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he's got nothing. Family Jewels, I'm sure, in syndication's making him money.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Is it still on TV?
Oh, yeah. You can find basically anything on TV, dude.
Hmm.
That's why some of the actors and actresses that you watched in sitcoms maybe in the 80s and 90s, you don't really see them work much anymore because, dude, they're set.
Yeah, but you're on a syndication.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the Ted Danson's of the world, he'll do a movie here and there. He just came back on a new show just to keep his benefits probably going in the union. But besides that, that guy's set.
Totally. The Cheers money keeps rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I watched Cheers recently, dude. Sam Malone is, like, the creepiest fucking sexual fucking, like, harasser there has ever been. Every woman he meets, he sexually harasses. You notice
that?
Man,
that's funny. I'm going to tell you what. As you started to say that, I said Sam Malone, and you said creepy, and I was going to say my hero.
That doesn't surprise me, creep.
Sam Malone is just like, bang, 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 bang. That's all he cared about.
Yeah, I mean, back then we all like he was like a hero figure to guys, but you couldn't have a Sam Malone today, I don't think. There's
I could
no
barely
way.
Have a Sonny Poonie today.
Oh, good Lord. With Gene, I think it's easier to figure out what he wouldn't do, right? There's no reason to do any more music. There's no reason to be involved in any other bands. There's probably no reason to do film. There's no reason to open a casino. There's no reason to go do restaurants. Like, there's no reason to take any risk. So
what do you think he's going to do then?
I don't know. I got a hard time believing he could just sit there for the next 10 years.
What I hope happens is what we always have been talking about for years now is like you know how the Hendrix estate, there's always some new Hendrix product. I'm hoping they're sitting on a gold mine of all this old Kiss shit that we haven't seen yet. And they start, you know, trickling it out. And, you know, that could keep them busy for the longest time. But do they have it? We don't know. That's the big if.
And Paul was just on an interview with Mike Brunn, did a great interview about a half an hour. And Paul says Universal has all that shit. So they're barely involved. He goes, I don't even know what, because Mike said, hey, is there anything new coming out? He goes, maybe. I don't know. Universal doesn't ask us. They just kind of do their thing. They tell us what they're doing, and we're like, all right.
So, I mean, they may not have anything. Didn't they have that big fire, and they lost all the masters to everything?
I don't know.
Man, we're going to be stuck on with nothing.
Yeah, I just don't see what Gene would do. That doesn't involve some sort of risk. Now, I guess he could do something in Vegas. Like, could he go into a business venture and buy part of Caesars Entertainment? I don't know. Does he go do like a Tom Jones thing for the next 10 years and stay at the best hotel in Vegas when he wants to and plays, you know, five nights every couple of months? I don't know.
Jumping Gene kind of thing.
Paul could do it. I was made for loving you. Yeah.
Yeah, but Gene could do.
I'm going to tip your waitresses.
He could do storyteller slash, you know, kind of a motivational speaker slash Kiss stories. And he could have people come join him. Like, he could do something like that.
Yeah, he kind of has blown his wad. He already has written too many books, you know. That's something that, like, Paul could do, or maybe, you know, one of the other guys. I'd like to get a book from Tommy, dude. Hear his story, you know what I mean?
I think you hear his story after Kiss is done.
I do,
after either Gene or Paul pass. And Kiss is now officially done. That's when you hear Tommy's story, if you hear it at all.
I think he's got a book in him, dude. I think he's just waiting, like you said. I mean, why wouldn't he write one? Everyone would read it. Everyone wants to know what's up with the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's got a unique position that no one else in history's really had, you know? No one kind of came down from the bottom and made their way into the band, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, Tommy did. When Sonny and I interviewed him and Bruce at the Indy Expo, I was just the other day, I was laying in bed and I was like, man, that kind of came up on us fast, you know, Sonny? And I was like, I really wish I'd have known a week in advance to come up with some really good questions. I think the one that I really am sad that I didn't ask him was the first time they ever put you in the makeup. You know, Ace was supposedly in New York, flying to LA, right? And they put him in the makeup to get on stage. I mean, what the fuck were you thinking? Were you sitting there going, what the hell is happening?
I think he knew it was coming, man. It's just a matter of time. You know?
But I mean, still, that must have been like the most mind-blowing thing. I would love to have him back on with us. I would love to get the opportunity, you know, to know a week in advance, we're going to talk to Tommy and let's go ahead and...
The only thing that I can see that could poke Gene a little bit is how much money Hagar has made on liquor.
Yeah.
Right? And if somebody got in his ear about, man, Hagar outdoes you in business sense or blah, 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 and that kind of needles him into something, that could be interesting. And maybe he goes into business with Sammy on something like that. Who knows?
Well, now, yeah. I mean, there's Kiss Liquor now. I just can't get any because it has to come from other countries.
Yeah, but it's like Sammy's brand's a legit thing you'd find in other bars. The Kiss shit's just for Kiss fans. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But I would love to be able to get. I'd love to get some of that Black Diamond gin, or
that would be cool.
But you can't ship liquor overseas without a license.
No, that's why you got to call the bandit, dude, and fucking snowman. They'll get that liquor to you.
Oh, God. And Paul Stanley, QPC, host of his own cooking segment. Chef Paul.
Chef Paul. I can see that. Brussels sprouts on the menu. And
I think Paul should do Bobby Flay does these contests where you can beat him in like some sort of cooking thing for 30 minutes or whatever. Paul should do one of those.
That'd be cool.
You know, here's the thing, though. I think that if we let Paul talk too much, if you give him his own show, he has kind of a snide sense of humor, don't you think?
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah, so I think people would wind up hating him. I think that, you know, he's funny, but he's funny in, you know, in a lot of, sometimes I think it's just a rude way.
Yeah. Now, yeah. That's interesting. You just prompted a thought. If it's 20 years ago, Gene's personality works well on late television. Right? So he could have had possibly a talk show. Today, every cable channel would be scared to death what he says or what people says about him, right? The cancel culture or whatever. But 20 years ago, that would have been big.
Yeah. He could have taken Chevy Chase's place. Gene can open a casino bar, liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Oh,
that's see? Right. See, Joel Hoffman's on today. Hey,
he's
do
on
you guys
fire today?
Now, let me ask you this: do you think that there's a possibility that Gene will act some more? He could
cameos.
Yeah, but
why?
Still,
why would he want to go somewhere on a 5-6 month shoot? Like that doesn't make sense. And he's not going to be. What's it going to be? The next James Bond? He could be the next James Bond's grandfather. Can't be the next James Bond.
Can you be? He'd be like 007. He's sticking his tongue out, and it's like
maybe like in a few years they're gonna make this Going Blind movie when Gene's 93, and then you know what I'm saying.
I got a prediction. He doesn't make it that long. My prediction on the livelihoods.
You having like a death pool right now, Sonny?
Yeah. First one to go is Peter.
I'm not getting involved in this. I'm not talking about this.
And
I'm going to edit you out
right now.
The one who's going
to outlive me is Ace. Ace, his fucking ass, is going to end up outliving me. Watch.
Oh, I don't want to think about Joe. That.
Keith Richards is going to end up outliving all of us.
Yeah.
And Ace Frehley.
And Ozzy. Watch.
Yeah, that's shocking that Ozzy's still alive, really. I was thinking about Ozzy the other day, man. That dude has to have one of the longest careers ever, right?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Sabbath was in the late 60s, and he never took a break. You know what I mean? It's insane.
What are we doing right now? Okay, different predictions. Everybody dies. shit.
Vinny Vincent's first. Hopefully.
Let's see, dude.
I don't wish death on anybody.
No, we know. But, you know, still. Let's see. What else could possibly happen?
What is the Kiss Army going to do if one of the Soul Station songs lands on the Billboard 100 in, like, the top 40? Are we going to have people jumping off bridges because Soul Station got in the top 40?
I don't think Soul Station will get in the top anything. I mean, it's Motown covers? Come on. By some white dude.
But you got to remember that there are some originals.
I haven't heard those.
How about this though? There's even a chance. Wait for it. That he could be nominated for a Grammy.
Wow!
Wow, is right. That'd be insane.
I was thinking about that the other day. Wouldn't the Grammys love to stick it to Kiss by giving Paul a Grammy for some shit that he did not in Kiss?
I don't think he has a chance because he's in Kiss. Even if the music was fantastic, which I don't think it's going to be. But
We got to wait and see.
See, Paul has, if we're going to look at predictions, in future, between painting and cooking, dude, you can do that into your 90s. Like, he's got long, sustainable things he could continue to do.
Yeah, you could be like the next Bob Ross and paint some pretty little clouds and happy little trees. I'd watch it.
Jared, hey, that prompted a thought. Would you be okay with either Gene or Paul being on The Voice?
So Jared Frank wrote, Paul being on a more rocking version of The Voice would be good, but I don't think he'd do it. Gene would in a heartbeat, though, but don't think anybody would want him.
It'd be like that rock star NXS show or whatever.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good. But now Gene was on The Apprentice, and a lot of people think that he booby-trapped himself because he had something came up for him to do, I think, and he had the opportunity to go and do it. I can't remember exactly what it was, and he wound up getting fired. But when he was on The Apprentice, you know, they were selling hot dogs. Did you guys ever see that?
I never watched it.
It was like he was there. They had to sell hot dogs for charity. And from if I remember right, Gene got on the phone with all of his buddies in New York and was like, hey, I need you to come and buy a hot dog for $10,000. And they all showed up and were like, 10 grand hot dogs raising money for charity. And, you know, and that's when they were like, that's how you do business right there. It's all who you know.
Okay, I'll give you one. How about, because it fits Kiss, how about the Masked Singer? 1 week, they have a show where everybody who is on the show that is competing or whatever they're doing is in Kiss makeup.
Hmm.
Or at least some kind of a helmet so you can't get a...
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they got to do Kiss tunes?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but Gene or Paul could easily do the Masked Singer. Dude, look at the people who are doing the Masked Singer. Anybody could do that.
Yeah, I saw the Masked Dancer recently, and it was Ice-T was on there.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Masked Singer, I haven't seen it. What do they do? It's just like you're wearing a mask and you sing?
They wear costumes that you can't tell anything about them, and they sing. And some of the singers are pretty good, actually. You really get surprised. Donny Osmond kicked ass.
I mean, I could pick out Gene or Paul in a heartbeat, though, couldn't you? If they were singing?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about it as a judge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have guest judges all the time.
That'd be cool. But that's not, like, sustainable, you know what I mean? How long can you do that for?
You only have to do it if you do The Voice, you only got to do a season. If you do The Masked Singer, you only got to do 3 or 4 nights. Just enough, because you figure Gene has to do something that keeps his name going. He didn't work 70-some-odd years to get his name as big as it is to not do anything for the next 5 years or the last 20 years of his life or whatever that number might be.
I like 20.
You're in denial, but that's okay.
Aww, you said it.
I'm just telling you, dude.
Yeah. It sucks, man.
Well, look, all I know is that the future is not written. And the predictions that we have and that you guys have while you're watching along with us, a lot of them, some of them are serious here, man, and they could really happen, except for that one right there. Peter Criss becomes a serious Italian actor like Al Pacino. Ain't no fucking way.
Ace is the only one that I see that has a musical future. Right? Like 2023, he could come back, do 45 years of his solo album, right? He could take the guys out and go do his solo album all over the country. By that time, Kiss is done. He'll get the Kiss fans that are missing Kiss also. He gets to go say 78 solo album with Kiss over and over and over and keeps saying Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. But Peter's done. Paul, unless he does Soul Station, probably not going to do anything else, and Gene's probably done.
What about Tommy and Eric?
I think they'll both do something. If Ace is smart, he goes and gets Eric.
Yeah.
If he's even smarter, he gets Tommy.
Yeah.
See, I knew somebody would say that, so I didn't have to say that.
Listen,
I don't want the hate mail.
Look,
Sonny, you're Dr. Death.
I'm just saying, look, can you imagine a band with Ace Frehley, Tommy Thayer, Eric Singer, and who could we have on bass?
Juan Beauvoir.
There you go.
John Vua, whatever you say it.
I'm just saying, it seems like
Lackey Lawless.
They could play all kinds, you know.
You'd be dreaming, cool, but
that's not happening.
Do you guys think the 2.0 is still a thing? Is that going to still happen? Remember, we used to talk about that all the time.
Okay, so somebody posted something on our Facebook page. I don't know if you guys saw this a few weeks ago. I didn't say anything about it. But apparently somebody messaged
Evan. I saw
Evan,
that.
Evan, you saw it and said, hey, you think that you might, you know, take your dad's place in KISS? And Evan wrote something back like...
it's like, no, I have my own thing going on.
I'm sure they'll pick the right person.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think there's a 2.0 because there's a brand that you can't just let go, right? Like, you have to at least try to see if the brand has legs without Paul and Gene. You have to at least try.
And it's not like Hendrix. Okay, you can't put somebody on stage and have them pretend to be Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
You know, you can't. But you can put somebody on stage to be KISS, the new KISS, but not the new Hendrix, you know?
Right. I know. I just can't. I don't know. I don't think 2.0 will work. I mean, you can't really call it KISS without the dudes. But what they could do, I think, is like, you know, maybe they take this brand and it becomes, you know, how they have the comic books. What if they had like an animated series, the New Adventures of KISS or whatever? You know, it'd be like Scooby-Doo, but cooler. And like, you know, every week you could have a new episode and KISS fights so-and-so and KISS saves this and does that, you know? And all of us, I'd watch it. And I think everyone else would too. And you could play the old songs in there to keep them in the public eye. And you could, like, you know, like kind of like Scooby-Doo, but just a little bit cooler, you know, more geared towards the adults or something, to like old men like us.
I mean, look, if they had a weekly cartoon on Saturdays, can you imagine all the kids that watched it and didn't have any idea there was a band? And then the record label was able to put out the Scooby-Doo soundtrack with all the songs they had heard. It's like, it is totally and completely possible that they could get a number one record out of something like that. Out of
And then you keep the band going because all those kids are going to get into it, just like my kids did. You know what I mean? They saw Scooby-Doo. They like KISS now. You know what I mean? So you always have new fans, meaning the money's still going to always be coming in. That's what's up, man. Gene's listening. That's what they need to do. Solved.
I do not have those pipes. No.
But still.
Yeah, something's got to keep. I think Paul probably doesn't care if Paul Stanley becomes the biggest name ever. I don't think he cares anymore. He's got what he wants. Gene, I think there is a piece there where Gene Simmons needs to be a household name and stay a household name. So you'll continue to see him in the press, in some sort of pop culture somewhere. KISS as a brand, you'd be dumb to let it go. Like, you got to try something. I think you got to try KISS 2.0. Peter obviously doesn't care about being in the line because he's not anymore, right? So he obviously doesn't care anymore. Ace just wants to make money.
Yeah.
But KISS is the brand. There is absolutely no doubt. And if nothing else, you have to continue with the toys. The toys could last generation upon generations upon generations. Like, you could just keep doing stuff with the kids and you'd be good to go forever. Like, for the Hot Wheels, goddamn Tonka truck's still around.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the whole cartoon ties in, man. If you have a cartoon, you can sell toys of it, you know?
There needs, and they could be like that, they could be like Kane, man, in Kung Fu, and they're on tour, and every town they go to, they solve a mystery. And who would be the Catman? Could be the Kung Fu guy, and they're
that'd be cool.
That's a movie. All right, anyway, all right. We talked this to death. What do you guys think? Vince Neil could be. Ken Withers is there. Ken, I did a show with Ken last night. If you guys, we started up a new podcast called This Week in Professional Wrestling. So if you get a chance, check that out on YouTube. Ken is very well thought out. This is the end. All right. This is the end comment of the day.
There you go. Joel, Vince ate too many of his dinners already. I don't know.
Vince Neil can be the star child in just
2.0. Damn.
200.0.
Thank you guys for tuning in this week. Thank you guys for listening while you're driving around. We love you. Don't forget, you can send us emails to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one. See, Joey, that's how you do it.
At gmail.com. Jody, do you have anything to add?
Nope. Thanks for listening, everybody. And I don't know. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Sonny.
People come to terms with they ain't going to live forever. I'm sorry, I'm Dr. Death.
Oh, man, you suck for ending.
Yeah, son.
God bless.
He's got the nails, and he just put them in the coffin.
No. Yeah, like literally. That's really mean.
It's reality, right, though,
so,
man.
So let's go ahead and let everybody that's here with us, don't go anywhere yet. Let's go ahead and decide this. Next week, the Super Bowl starts at like 6 o'clock, right? Then we're going to be talking. You guys want to start a little early so we can get our full three records in for next week?
Sure.
Jody, Sonny, you're good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's do 4 o'clock. So we an hour early. So you guys out there listening and watching, 4 o'clock, we could be your pre-Super Bowl pre-show. Come and hang out with us right here on Facebook and do the show with us. You'll get us, Kiss, then you'll get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl, a halftime show with some guy nobody fucking knows that watches this show. And then... You know, anyway. All right. You know what I'm going to say? What are you going to say, Sonny? I saw it coming.
And we're talking Dynasty Unmasked Elder, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't miss that.
Everybody's favorite.
You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Jesus.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes, all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.